wanted to return to the Gemara, but before that, just to be magdim and the Kuda, the Ran that we learned yesterday caused a little bit of a. There were a lot of tainus on the Ran. Put it that way. The Ran's chiddush is a very big chiddush. I think the reason it's a chiddush, especially, is because we're used to in yeshiva all the years learning about this strict requirement of Eidus L'Kiyume and how it's so central to everything that happens between a man and a woman, whether it's the Gittin or Kiddushin. And suddenly the Ran comes along and he gives us this this idea, according to the Ktzos of Eidei Yediyah, which is good enough, or even according to the Stifler. Bottom line, you can have Eidus that don't see, Eidus that didn't see what happened. So maybe just l'saber es ha'ozen, to make it a little more understandable, I can use a k'tzais that we learned last year to help to make it a little better. And if you agree with me, it's a little better is good. If you don't, it's also good. But the k'tzais anyway is a k'tzais. It's an anish k'faluch. When we spoke about the concept of Eidus L'Kiyume originally, and we said, why do you need Eidus L'Kiyume? What is the logic? All right, we learn out of the Torah. The Torah learns it out of the Avodah Zarah Shel Malchut. That you need Eidus. What is the logic that dafka these things should need Eidus L'Kiyume? So we had, at the time, last year we had two Mahalchim, and they basically had two Mahalchim, and why you need Eidus L'Kiyume. One mahalach was the Pnei Yeshua's mahalach, that you need Eidus L'Kiyume. The question was, why do you need Eidus L'Kiyume by Erva and not by Mamon? How come by Arayis you need Eidus L'Kiyume, by Mamon you don't? Pnei Yeshua asked, the whole din of Eidus by Erva we only learn from Mamon. We learn Dovah Dovah by Mamon. The whole din of Eidus we only learn out of Mamon. So by Mamon, you don't need Eidus L'Kiyume. You don't need Eidus L'Kiyume. If I sell you something, and there are no witnesses, no one's looking, and I sell you something, and I agree I sold it, you agree you sold it, it's a good mechira. Nobody argues with that. Or if I lend you money, and no one's looking, so you owe me the money. You don't need, there's a parsha of Eidus, that if I want to prove it, I need Eidus. But there's no concept of Eidus L'Kiyume by Mamon, that's what everyone knows. If we learn Erva out of Mamon, so how could it be that the Mamon, which is the Makar, does not need Eidus L'Kiyume? And Erva does need Eidus L'Kiyume. Well, what's the Hezra though? So the Pnei Yeshua learned that it's a Svara, that Mamon only affects you. You want to give away your money? Give away your money. You want to buy something? Buy it. You want to sell it? Sell it. It directly affects only you. There could be secondary effects on others, but really, Mamon is something which is between you and yourself. Arayis affects the world. It creates an Eishesish. It creates Mamzerim. It affects the whole Bria. Yichus affects the whole Welt. So something that affects the world, there you need Eidus L'Kiyume. It's not good enough that you do it privately. You need to do it privately. People have to know if she's an Eishesish or not an Eishesish. So how do people have to know? How you have to make announcements? How famous does it have to be? So it's ever said two ways. But Lamaisa, Eidus L'Kiyume is a Svara, the Pnei Yeshua said, that it affects the whole Bria. And since it affects the Bria, you need, it affects all the, at least all the Yidden. So therefore, there you need Eidus L'Kiyume, Mashen Kedama. That was the Pnei Yeshua's Mahalach. The Ktzais had a different Mahalach. The Ktzais said that really Mamon also needs, wouldn't, put it this way, really Mamon also needs Eidus L'Kiyume. Really Mamon does need Eidus L'Kiyume. I'll say, what are you talking about? Never heard of such a thing. So Tiktzais, really in Lomdis, Mamin Nidzeidis L'Kiyume, just, there's a din, that Haidas Baldin Kebeya Eidim Dami, there's a halacha that we learn out of a pasuk rather, that Asher Yoyim HaKiyuzeh, that Haidas Baldin Kebeya Eidim Dami. So, by Mamin, if I sell you something, if I sell you something, there's no one else in the room, I sell you my house. So we come to Bez. So now if I deny it, then you have to bring witnesses. Let's say it's Lavura. Well, let's say I agree. I say I sold you the house. You say you bought the house. I say you gave me money. You say you gave me money. We all agree. My Haidah that I sold the house is Haidah Spaldin Kameya Eidim Dami. That is the Eidus L'Kiyume. That goof is the Eidus L'Kiyume. The Eidus L'Kiyume is that Haidah Spaldin Kameya Eidim Dami. So Zaktzais, yeah, Chiddush. Really, you always need Eidus L'Kiyume. Sai by Mamin, sai by Nefashis. Aye, you can learn through Shas, you never see Eidus L'Kiyume by Mamin, only by Arayis. The Teretz is, because by Mamin there's a din of Eidus Baldin Kamei Eidim Dami, so Mimelet, it remains Eidus L'Kiyume. Moshein came by Arayis, by Kiddushin, there's no halacha, or by Git, there's no din of Eidus Baldin Kamei Eidim Dami. So here you need actually two people for Eidus L'Kiyume. That's the Ketzaisis finish. This is independent of his idea that ADAD is good enough, although I'm going to connect it in a minute. But this, till now, is independent of that. It's a separate thing. In other words, what you're thinking is correct, but that's the second step. In other words, what we're saying now is we're answering a kasha. You can ask this kasha to anybody. Any Ben Torah knows that Kiddushin and Gittin need Eidus L'Kiyume. And everybody knows Mamin doesn't need Eidus L'Kiyume. So it's a good kasha. You should learn Dava Dava Sheba Mamin. Just like by you learn Arayis out of Mamin. So how could it be that a Mamin doesn't need? This does need. So it's Mechadish. No, Mamin really needs also. Be'etze. Mamin would also need Eidus L'Kiyume. Just it's all, since I does not think of Eidus L'Kiyume, it lies Eidus L'Kiyume. This is the Ketzaisis. Now, I'm mentioning this Ketzaisis. Till here's the Ketzaisis. This is Klar, the Ketzaisis to Yeshua. I remember we had Nafkaminis last year between the Pnei and the Ketzaisis. Maybe it'll come up again. But for this Ran, I want to point out the Ketzaisis. The Ketzaisis says, how do you know you need Eidus L'Kiyume? We learn that a moment. I by moment, I does spell in Canadian though. What did we learn yesterday in the Ram? Certainly the way the Ketzais learned the Ram. That Eidus L'Kiyume, it's good enough Eidei Yediyah. You don't need Eidei Riyah. A strong Anan Sadi, how strong? We can argue, but a strong Anan Sadi is good enough Eidus L'Kiyume. So to us, it's a very big chiddush, because we've been learning all the years. That you need Eidus L'Kiyume, you need Eidim Osiyat. So this is a very good chiddush, that Eidus L'Kiyume is good enough and an Ansadi. But 1 minute. Is it such a big chiddush? How do you know you need Eidus L'Kiyume? We learn that of Mamun. And by Mamun itself, we don't actually need four eyes seeing it. By Mamun itself, the Haidas Baldin is like Eidus L'Kiyume. Haidas Baldin, when the Baldin is mighty, he owes money. That's the same as Eidus L'Kiyume. So, in the Makar of Eidus L'Kiyume, it's also good enough, but pretty much Eidei Yediyah. How do we know it's true? A person says he owes money. How do we know it's true? A person's belief l'gavi himself. What? He's not believed l'gavi himself to make money. He's not believed that someone owes you money. You believe to say you owe someone money. Why? Because it's logical. It's logical. Most of the time, it could be people who are strange that just say they owe people money. It's not true. But Ruba de Ruba, if a person says, I owe someone money, a person says, I sold someone my house, it's true. My daughter's father, can they aid him, dummy? So, to make the Ran a little better, in his Kiddush, that Eidus L'Kiyume doesn't need mamish physical eyes that see it, you have to understand that certainly the way the Ketzais learned, that in the Makar of Eidus L'Kiyume, Hoidas Badin Kamei Eidim Dami is also good for Eidus L'Kiyume, if I'm honest. So we do have a source to say that Eidus L'Kiyume doesn't need eyes mamish. It's a sort of a riot. So that should be, I think, should be a little helpful in accepting the Ran. It's still a Chiddush Gadol, and what? It's one pair of eyes. It's not two pairs of eyes. That's two Apishnei Edim Yakim Davar. The Baal Din says, where's the second aid? The second aid is our Umdin Anan Sadi. He's not Stam eyes. He's the person. He's the Mechayim. Our second aid is Anan Sadi.
And that's like
Whatever he wants to say is that he's like Meya Edim and he has eyes. Not the same as here, the signature, which doesn't have eyes. Which maybe could argue to be the Chalak. But what? The whereby Mammon? They had eyes, but that's beforehand. Later, the Messiah. You have to remember, we'll go, especially I'm talking like the Ketzais, who holds it's not the Eidim Messiah themselves, it's the Anasadi, it's us. And it's from our looking into it that we understand that there was a Messiah, that's good enough. So, yes. That's true. Is that problem?
No, see,
because the idea worked. What you're saying is true. Okay. The idea worked by Mama. What he didn't really answer your question. Because by Mama too, the Baal Din himself didn't have to see it with his eyes. Let's say you sell someone something. And then you tell him, you know, they have it in the other room. Go in and take it. And you didn't see it. The lady walking through, it's not there. So you know, so the lady coming to bed, and he does about in. He bought it. How do you know he bought it? He didn't see it. So say that's about in to me. Maybe the idea is good enough. Even there were zero pairs of eyes that saw it by moment. So he saw, but the question is, did he sell it? Did he sell it? Didn't he sell it? What he got. If it's like, I'm not going to help for the game. It's only for what he gave away. Yes. Okay, the reason, the question is that what about every man and woman that come? Man and woman come in, they say, he says, I'm married, she says, I'm married. How are you married? They say they did it between themselves. So why don't we say an Ansadi? He says and she says, she's an Ansadi. But the Hidos Baal Din Kamei Eidim Dami is only by mom. By Erevit is none, because why is it only by mom? We learn out of Kihuzeh, which is a pasuk by mom. So what's your question? That we should learn Davar Davar? We should learn Davar Davar that Hidos Baal Din Kamei Eidim Dami. So that's the second Lima, we need a second Gima. Alright, so this is, if it helps you, it doesn't help you. The Ran is a Chiddush L'Kuli Alma, and that's a Shita Saran. We spoke yesterday about the videos. If a video of a chasna would be good enough for Eidus on a wedding. So I was trying to think about it last night. To find printed tshuvas on the topic, it's a little too early, because the videos at the weddings are still in the first generation, 20, 25 years old. So, I'm not sure. What?
Where is
the Zman? Where is the Zman? When did it happen? Either it says, or let's say it doesn't say. So I know that they're married. I don't know when. So what's going to happen in such a case? What happens here with the get? I wrote a get, I dated a get, I sent a shliach to Israel. Now the get is coming out of the Yad HaYisha. And the Ran says, and on Saturday, I still don't have his man. I don't know when she got it. She could have got it yesterday, 2 days ago, 3 days ago. You read, but the Ksuba doesn't prove the Kedushin. Remember, we're talking here where there were no Eidim Asira. Nobody showed up at the wedding. It was only, it was between him and her. And the Ran is saying it's good because it's Eidei Riya because we have Eidei Chasima. We also don't know when. We know it's before today, so from today on she's an Eishes Ish. maybe yesterday, maybe 2 days ago, but at least from today, no? Kedushin rather is not Chiyuvim Mamon, because the Ksuba starts on the Chiyuv Ksuba starts on the Nesuin, and the Zayin starts on the Nesuin, and my Sidera starts on the Nesuin, so it's a little bit of a little burden. There's Nesuin. Nesuin, alright, we had our Sameach Safik if Nesuin is a Nidei for few made us the Bure last year. If they the Yichud are, if you really do need Eidei Yichud, you really don't. There's... Anyway, I did think last night about the video, I did think of one tshuva, which agree with me, don't agree with me, is a tshuva Nechsam Sefer, not that he doesn't mention videos, but it's again, I think, something we had in Kedushin. Maisa Shahaya Kachaya, there was a Misadi Kedushin, it was called up to Misadi Kedushin, and there was a regular wedding, there were people there. The Misadi Kedushin asked the chasn, who are the Eidim? He said, whoever you want. Yeah, whoever you want. So the Misadi Kedushin said, fine. He took his Shamus. He said, me and the Shamus will be the two Eidim. And the Misadi Kedushin, and he was a rav of some sort, and he had a Shamus with him, they were Eidim. And the whole chasn took place, and they went home, and they were from a different city, they went and traveled home. When they're traveling home, the Shamus, who obviously wasn't so bright, starts talking about the wedding, how honored he was to be Eidei Kedushin, especially, he says, because, you know, he's my brother-in-law, he's my whatever karev he was, he's a special cousin. He says, what, you are related? He says, yeah, so why did you say so? Why should I say so? So he says, you know, he's already back home, and they think they're married, and they wanted Eidei Kedushin was a karev. So he wrote a letter to some sefer asking him what to do. And part of the letter he writes, I mean, I didn't see the letter, I see the tshuva, he writes, it's a big busha, you know, I was the rav from next town, I came into the Misadi Kedushin, I messed up, it's a big busha for me, so if there's any heter, you know, let's find a het. So the Chasam Sefer, it's the Musa Dika piece, the first two paragraphs, he says, what's the busha? Not a busha, somebody did something, he made a mistake, he goes back, and he says, made a mistake, it's not a busha, no one's going to think less of you, people make mistakes, that's the first part of it. The second part of the tshuva, he says, a chiddush. He says, the truth is that you don't have to do it again. Why not? He says, look, at the wedding, there were a lot of guests. And there were 100 guests in the room. And they all knew that the chas and kala were there to get married. And they all knew that the Misadi Kedushin was called up to do it. And though the Misadi Kedushin is a rav, so it's an ansadi that he gave her a ring. A rav is going to go up. And afterwards they'll say Mazel Tov, and he didn't give her a ring. Everybody who's at the chasana is an ansadi, and it's a good chasana, and it's good edus on the kedusha. You don't have to do it again. Yeah, we were talking yesterday. If the photographer walks in front, you don't see it. Here, everybody in the crowd, they didn't see they putting him over the ring. And if some sefer paskins, it's an ansadi, and it's good to edus for kiyume. Obviously, he holds that ADAD is good enough. And I think in the Gris Moshe, he said, Allah is like the Chasam Sefer. If you learn the Chasam Sefer, it's a bit Chiddush. He writes in one of his tshuvas, Bevadai, that Allah is like the Chasam Sefer, and it's Taka good. What? Zuyah Betayfer. Yeah, so I was thinking about that. Like, the whole Chasam Sefer says that everyone in the crowd knew, a rav went up, he knows what he's doing, and he did it right. Lamaisa, he did it wrong. So the Sina was done right. So everyone in the crowd thinks that the Eidim were good Eidim. They weren't. Like a catch 22. If you say it wasn't good, then. In his mind, everything was good. Okay. Alright, so we'll accept the Sam Sifu. So could I say now from this from Sefer Zariah that a video is good? You don't need the video because most weddings you have everybody in the crowd, right? So you don't really need the video. But theoretically, if there weren't people in the crowd and if somebody just gave Kedushin in his room, Beinayla Beinah, and he has a video, is it a Raya? It's an Ansadi. Why is the Sam Sofer different than the Ran? Yeah. The Sam Sofer is based on the Ktzos. The Ktzos is based on the Ran. So it's two steps removed. My question was, is the video two steps removed from the Ran? Is it worse than the Ran, or is it as good? So I'm trying to say that Sam Sofer is a case that comes to my mind, which is at least similar, which is awesome. That what? It's at the wedding. So that's the question. There it's B'shas Maisa, and here it's later. There it's B'shas. I think we would all agree in an Ansadi that's created later is no good. You can have a wedding where after the wedding she's not married, and then a day later something comes up. I think we'd all agree you can't have such a Chetimtza. An Ansadi has to be B'shas Maisa. The Ran's case is B'shas to get. As soon as the get is given over, there's an answer, and it was done. Somebody has to be aware it was given over. When? So as soon as she received the get, it's a good get, because there's already an ansadi. Now the sadi didn't come in and look at the get yet, but the ansadi exists. So maybe the video also exists. As soon as it's over, the ansadi exists. There are people there, they're watching the video, they're the people. What's the difference? Why is it different than when you went to a chasna, you were, the chuppah is over there and you're here? So why is that? If the film could be doctored, then there's no anasadi. I'm saying theoretically, so it can be proven to be added. In an Agamara, when the woman gets the get, in Aran, she receives the get, so it's a vade, she'll show it to somebody. The video, it's physically possible for her not to show it to anybody. But normally she gets a get, she wants people to show it to the rest, so she shows it. So you make a video, it's possible not to show it to people, but normally you show it to people. Some Sefer talks about it, that if you can say that some Sefer is Fiddish, so it should be Nimsechem and Karvei Pasul, they are relatives in the crowd. So the answer is that they only say Nimsechem and Karvei Pasul if they're Bechav and Laheya together. And here, every Anan Sa'adi, he says every Anan Sa'adi is also Nimsechem and Karvei Pasul. Every single one. You have an Anan Sa'adi, Ein Adam Kray Tasman. So the Kray to have it also. The Teretz is that they're not Bechav and Laheya together. There's no
one. The ones that we're using are also not Bechav and Laheya.
So it's fine. As long as they want to have it, they have it soon. An ansadi doesn't mean.
Then
ansadi is right away, is there? And the video is there right away.
No, the video gets lost. You don't care.
And the get gets lost. And if the get gets lost.
I should have had an ansadi. I was going to believe somebody else said that the get got lost, the get got destroyed, but I would know that this was the get, that she got the get together.
If I would know that there was a video, just that I got destroyed, that
means. No. Well, but then I have an answer, then I said he has to go direct to my prayer then.
But here also, when she got the get, no one saw it. But the Anan was not here yet.
Sure.
It was a theoretical Anan Sadi. The tools for the Anan Sadi were here, but there were no people there to be Anan Sadi. You had to wait till the people came in and saw it. We say that's fine because the Anan Sadi, the potential for Anan Sadi existed right away.
Oh.
By the get.
No, right away. Right,
but no one sees it. Who's the Sadi?
When she brings it to the get.
Oh, she brings it. It's all right. She brings the video to the get.
I think it'll be again.
Let's see. I'd love to see a chilek because Levi Aimali that it's different.
The get got destroyed.
But I don't know.
The Sadi is on the get. It's cool, but you still said it.
All right. Now we can argue. I don't know, we need a raya. And I'll leave behind the lead that it's not that way. But someone accused me of because it's a new thing, right? So that's why I don't like it. I don't know. I'm not sure. Al Koponin, this is the Ran. I think there's a Rabbi Hanan that says on the Gemara that says that Moshe and Aaron can't say Eidus. Moshe and Aaron can't say Eidus, they're craving. Right? So Moshe and Aaron come, and to Bezin, they say, Ruvein went Shimon money. What's the din? Ruvein Shimon. Moshe and Aaron. They say Eidus that Reuven was Shememani. So what's best thing in a paskin? They're no Eidim. So it's not true they are no Eidim. But Rav Chanan says, but in Ansadi there are. If Moshe and Aaron tell you that Reuven was Shememani, do you have an Ansadi that he lent money? What do you think? Huh? I remember there's Rav Chanan in Yevamis who says, there's no Eidim, but Ansadi there is. It's pretty good, no? I think Moshe without Aaron, I would also assume it took place. So, I don't know, they are kids, so what's that? Moshe and Aaron took a video. But what are you going to do by Chasna? Moshe and Aaron were Eidim. And now they come, and how did it happen to Moshe Rabbeinu? He made a mistake. It was before Rabbeinu Shalom told him this did. Right? They're crying apostle. Now he says, I crying apostle. So say, no, it's a good Chasna, I'm sorry. You know what happens? This is the Ran with the Ketzais opens up a lot of possibilities, and the Shadow is dead there. I don't know whether you cut it short. Like, we let something out that ADD is good, and they're like ADRIA, so we have the Chiddush, and where do you say stop? At what point do you say stop? I would have thought that some Seif is a big Chiddush. It is a Chiddush, but the Seif says it's honest. Because them being an Ansadi is possible. We need two good people to be an Ansadi. Well, one of them is a Karev. One of the two is a Karev.
And the video, when would they be married? When
they have to be married when they see the video. When they see the video, they'll know they were married originally. You can't have. So here also, until she brings the get. Rams of the get was given to her, and she put it in her pocket, and she didn't show it to anybody until 5 days later. The Ran is saying that it's good. What I think they're telling me about the video seems to be true about the Ran also. Every Anansadi, what's every Anansadi? We now know that there was an Anansadi all along. The potential for an Anansadi was there right away. The potential for the Anansadi had to be there immediately. You can't create an Anansadi like that. To be an image for an answer.
The question is, what can the guy
Moshe and Aaron can't be that Ansadi. I could be that Ansadi that Moshe and Aaron are telling the truth. Moshe and Aaron are apostles. I'm okay. Not the Moshe and Aaron. Alright, so back to the Gemara. So the Gemara Tapani on the days. What's Pshat in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says Eide Ksiva and Eide Chasima E Rebbe Meir Chasima by Ksiva by Bai. You never need both. Leira Meir, all you need is Chasima. Didn't I? And Kaisa Mukhabala Karaka. Kaisa Mukhabala Karaka Tasha Chasma even Nasna La Kasha. E Rebbe Laza Ksiva by Chasima by Bai. So what's going on? Who is our Mishnah? It's not Remeir, it's not Rebbe Lazar. This is the Kasha. Frek the Ramban and the Rashba and the Lechem Mishnah. This Gemara is shver on this riff. The riff just finished telling us that Eide Chasima or Eide Mesira work. And not only that, but the Mishnah Peivav said that Rav Eleza himself says, why do Eidim sign on a get? Mimnei Tikkun Ha'ilam. And why do we say Pshat Tikkun Olam is? That if the Eide Mesira disappear, at least we can use the Eide Chasima. So the Rabbanan said, have Eide Chasima, it's an insurance policy. In case the Eide Mesira die, so you'll have your insurance, you can use the Eide Chasima. That means the Rabbanan wanted that there should be Eide Mesira and Eide Chasima. So why are you asking Akasha now on the Mishnah? That who's the Mishnah that says you need before I nechdav? And before I nechtam, that you need both. What do you mean, who says you need both? I'll tell you who says you need both. Rebbe Laza. So Rebbe Laza says, Eide Mesira work and Eide Chasima work. And we would like to have both as an insurance policy. So therefore, I'll say, you know why when a Shliach comes from Pisbar to Israel, you know why we require that we're going now like Rabbah. Why do we require before I nechtam lishma and before I nechtam lishma? Why does he have to say that the Ksiba was Lishma and the Chasima was Lishma? You know why? Because Eide Binatay, Eide Mesira karati. And the Rabbana wanted insurance. There's an insurance in case Eide Mesira die, Eide Chasima we should know also did a lishma. So that's why I need the Eidei Chasima too. So why do I need Ksiva like Rabbi Laza? Because Rabbi Laza holds Ksiva by. You Rabbi Laza, Ksiva by. He says the Kasav Laza is going to Ksiva. Chasima lai by. What do you mean Chasima lai by? He holds Eidei Chasima Kati also. So the Meimut should be good. Okay. That's the Lechem Mishnah status. Okay. So this is his Kasha on Agamar. So the Lechem Mishnah answers that the Mishnah on Tezvav says that the Eidei Chasima are Ma'akiv, and maybe get Dina Sayyam, that the Shliach saying, I'm sorry, not the Eidei Chasima, the Shliach saying, Bafanei Nechtam is Ma'akiv, right? He says, together, maybe get Ziyam, Ba'omer, Bafanei Nechtam, Avaloi, Bafanei Nechtam, so we say it's Ma'akiv, it's no good, possible. The Lechem Mishnah, it can't be the Rabbi Laza holds. Eidik Siva, Eidik Maker Adin. Eidik Chasima. I need to know Chasima's Lashma, Bafane Nechtam. As an insurance policy, in case they didn't see her die. If the reason you need Bafane Nechtam, Eidik Chasima, Lashma, in our Mishnah, that you have to say Bafane Nechtam, is Mimnei Tikkun Ha'Olam, that just in case the Eidik Sira die, you'll be able to use the Eidik Chasima. So then it shouldn't be Ma'akiv. If the Rabbanim, they said, listen, for insurance, we want to make sure you have Eidei Chasima. It doesn't make sense that they said, well, but you need both. Needing both is not insurance, it's not taken on. So, even if you hold it like the rift, Rabbi Lazar holds Eidei Mesira are good and Eidei Chasima are good, but you don't have to have Eidei Chasima. Eidei Chasima are optional. Eidei Mesira, you have to have. Eidei Chasima are also good. But they're an option, they're not requirement, like the Rif. Right? That's the way we learn Pshat in the Rif. That what you need is Eidei, really Eidei Mesira Karati. So the Rif says, yeah, Eidei Chasima too. Eidei Chasima too, but you don't have to have Eidei Chasima. So now you can't come and tell me, our Mishnah says Bafarei Nechtam. And when the Mishnah says Bafarei Nechtam, it's because Rabbi Lazar's Maida. Eidei Chasima are good. The truth is, in our Mishnah, you could have learned that. But since the Mishnah Tezvav tells us that Bafani Nechtam is Ma'akev, you must have it. So it can't be going with this Mahalach. Because what do you mean you must have it? You don't have to have Eidei Chasima at all according to Rabbi Lazar. So how could you say that I need Bafani Nechtam? It's not logical. The Lechem Mishnah says that. Maybe you'll argue what you're saying. But he talked about Varenzi. He said it's just not logical that if the whole thing was done to give insurance to the woman, that it should turn out to make it harder for her. Stop. It's certainly not Pshat in the custom. The Ksiva, you need Lishma min HaTorah. Ksiva. What you're saying, I think, is the second teretz. No, the Lechem Mishnah says this teretz. Lechem Mishnah says that it can't be our Mishnah's Rabbi Laza and you need Bafanei Nechtam because Af Eidei Chasima and Eidei Mesira both are good, because then it wouldn't be Ma'akiv. That's Lechem Mishnah's. A number of Achrayim point out that, like the Ran's explanation, the Kasha's Maturit anyway. Let's get confusing. Like the Ran's explanation of the Rif, in which we have to shut him in the Ran's explanation, we're going to say that this Kasha's answer. How so? Let's not break it down to the concise and the stipler. Just push shot in the Ran. What did the Ran say? Really, Eidei Chasima, really, Eidei Mesira Karti. Really, Eidei Mesira Karti. Eidei Chasima is a way of getting to Eidei Mesira. That's what the Ran said. Now, According to that explanation, whether you go with the Ksais or the Stein, does the Eide Mesira have, does the Eide Chasima have to be Lishma? Would the Eide Chasima have to be Lishma? If, like Durant said, the whole purpose of the Eide Chasima is just to be Megalitas that there was a Mesira, to make an Ansadi, would it need Lishma? I'm a stabber. Because Bishlama, if you before the Ran, you think Rav Elazar holds Eide Chasima Karti, that means Eide Chasima do the Shtar, so there has to be Lishma. Eide Chasima do it. The Ran is telling us that that's not Pshat. The Eide Chasima don't two-wife the Shtar, they don't do the Shtar. The Eide Chasima are just a way to know that there was a Mesira. Right? It's not that the Eide Chasima do anything. The Eide Chasima are a way, we say, well, if they signed it, they gave it into the hands of the husband, now it's the hands of the wife, so it must be. In Cain, so the whole Lech HaMishnah's Kasha doesn't start. Because here we're talking about Lishma. This Gemara is saying L'Rabba, we're going L'Rabba. We're saying, why do you need B'fani Nechtam L'Shma? So you can't answer me because Eide Chasima carried. Because Eide Chasima is also good. Because the Ran said Eide Chasima is only good because they begalit us of Asira. There's no reason they should need Lishma. So a number of Achrayim say this. It could be this is Kavanas HaRamban. The Ramban says a few words. It could be that he means to say this Teretz. Could be that. But these are the two ways of answering up this Gemara Lishit Asira.
Does that mean it could be written on the basis of the
Asira
also?
It could be written.
And then it's fine also. It's the same age in the Asira text.
Be written on a erasable paper. Could it be written on paper Shiochel's Dayef? If you have Eide Mesira, it certainly could be. The question is, when you have no Eide Mesira, so I would think no. Well, I would think not, because there's no Eide Yedia. If I see a man give a woman a shtar written in pencil, I have no Eide Yedia that it's straight. You're going to have an Anasadi of Eide Mesira with the Chumra of Eide. Yeah, if you want it, you know what it is. Because if you're making an Anasadi of Eide Mesira, you have to be an Anasadi. They have to really know what they're talking about. I'll call upon him. These are the two ways to answer. Okay, this is the Rif and the Ran, and I hope we're kind of at least a havana of what it's about and what the Tumul is about. Again, this sugya is another Rebbe Akiva Eiger. We had a couple of Rebbe Akiva Eigers lately. There's another Rebbe Akiva Eiger here, which Darkai is a very it's a brilliant kasha. Rebbe Akiva Eiger's kasha is very, very hard to answer, even though the kasha is forced, but it's just too solid. In order to tell you Rebbe Akiva Eiger's kasha, I have to tell you a Gemara later, which was mentioned briefly in the Rif. There's a machlokes later in the ninth parak, if ksav sefer ve'eid echad is good. He mentioned it, let me explain what that means. You need two eidim on a get. Typically, two eidim sign. Rav and Shmuel have the following arguments. What happens if one eid signed, but the handwriting of the cipher, the Gemara calls it Ksav Muvak. Ksav Muvak means it's a very unique, recognizable Ksav of his. It's not a typical Ksav. It's a Ksav Muvak. It's a Ksav which people could be Mekayim. Just like Sinitches, he could be Mekayim. He has a Ksav of the Get that you could recognize. So we could look at the Get and be Mekayim who wrote the Get. Now, Shmuel holds that Ksav Sefer is a good aid. Ksav Sefer is also good. What's wrong with him handwriting in a cipher being an aid? Just like if they call you up to be an aide and you sign, your signature doesn't have to be legible. It only has to be legible because the person's going to read it under the chuppah, right? Your handwriting doesn't have to be legible. The Gemara says later that Rav used to sign like the shape of a fish, used to make a picture of a fish when he signed. Okay? Why he did it is a good kasha. Right? He wasn't literate. But Lamaisi signed the shape of a fish. That's a good signature. Because we know that he signed it. So Shmuel maintains that Ksav Sefer is a good, is the same as a signature. Just as good. What's the difference? Remember, the Eidim didn't have to see the, they don't sign it after it's given. They sign it after it's written, before it's given. So the same thing, the Sefer wrote it before it was given. We see from his handwriting, who is he? He's not a relative, he's not an apostle. Fine. So Shmuel holds the Ksav Sefer, the Eid Echad, is a kosher get. That's what he holds. Rav disagrees. Rav holds the Ksav Sefer is not a good get. Sam Sefer is good. Besides it, it's good. But Ksav, the writing of the Sefer is not good. But Shmuel holds it's good. The Rav happens to talk according to Rav, holds it's no good. But this Rebbe Kivager is a kasha like Shmuel. Shmuel holds the Ksav Sefer and an Eid Echad is good. Now, let's learn the top line of our Gemara, Gimel Amud Beis. Ire Meir, the Gemara is the kasha. Ire Meir, Chasima Boy. What does that mean? Quit Ire Meir, Chasima Boy. What does that mean? Chasima Boy. Lishma. Ire Meir. Chasima has to be Lishma. Ksiva Loi Boy. The Ksiva doesn't have to be Lishma. Why? Because Remeya holds the Kosav Law Sefer Krisis refers to the Chasima. And only a Chasima has to be Lishma. 1 minute. According to Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Ksav Sefer is also a Chasima. The handwriting of the Sefer is really also a good signature on the get. According to Shmuel. According to Shmuel, the handwriting heals Ksav Sefer Ve'ed Echad as Mistarev. So the Ksav of the Sefer is also a Chasima. It also carries the weight of a Chasima. Because Shmuel's Mechadish, that the handwriting of the Sefer on the get is a good Eidus. So if Taka true, you don't need Ksiva Lishma. But you need Chasima Lishma. According to Shmuel, the Chasima, the handwriting of the cipher is also a chasim. So maybe the Mishnah is saying that the shliach kosem chuslaret, he must tell us before I nechdam lishma, because the ksiva has to be lishma, because ksav cipher is good, and perhaps maybe sometimes it may be obvious that it's not a ksav muvik, but perhaps there are people that can recognize his handwriting. And Lamaisa, I have to have a Ksiva, should be Lishma. So the truth is, you hit a kasha first. What? According to Shmuel, we can answer the Mishnah. Why didn't we answer Mishnah Shmuel? Yeah, Marsha said this text. So why do you need Befanai Nechtav and Befanai Nechtam, Lishma? Because otherwise you can't use the Ksav Sefer. If you don't know that Ksiva was Lishma, you can't use his handwriting as an aid.
So if his handwriting is
Ksiva,
that should be included
in Befanai Nechtav. Well, it's certainly included in Befanai Nechtav.
So, but then the Tajik, why does it have to be Befanai
Nechtav? Because it's a Lamda Shechasima, so you say Befanai, not everyone's such a Lamda. If you're going to ask an aid, do you know the signature? He's not going to think you mean, do you know the whole handwriting? Maybe. The bottom line should be good enough. What? Enough to mean, huh? You mean if you hold the item, can't get paid? Yeah, the item can get paid the best. There's a shadow that can't get paid the item.
I don't want to set up for a case where there's one item on the shadow.
So Zakhtar Rabbi Kiva, you can answer me Pashit. It's not Mistabra, they set up a takana for a case with his 1-8 on the Shtar and Ksav Seifer. Right? We're saying Sifra Dedaini are experts. So typically, you write 2-8 on a get. So maybe Pshat of the Gemara is, this Kasha doesn't start. Taka, Ksav Seifer, who cares if the Seifer wrote it with Shvarada? You have 2 Eidim. If you say Befarei Nechtam, it's enough. The Gemara says, Lureme, Chasima Boy, Ksiva Boy Boy. Since a typical get has 2 Eidim, so Chasima Boy, you only need Lishma on the 2 signatures. Ksiva Loi Boy, we don't need Eidim on the Ksiva. Because who cares if this Eid was Lishma? Lamai say, I have 2 Eidim that were Lishma on the bottom, so that's good enough. So Meir's like, Rebbe Kiva, give my Kasha to Chara, not a Kasha. Because Takachudik Saf Sefer could count, but Lamai said, I have 2 Eidim, I don't need them. So Befarei Nechtam is enough.
But no, it's the Eid Akhbar was coming.
And no, you need that one Eid Akhbar, sorry. It's because it's off the Shah. No, it's Rebbe, it's in the Kaf. But Zakhra Bekivega, no. It's not Emes. There's a din, which we all know, that if you have 3 Eidim on something, and Nimsa Echad Mehem Karav Apostle, Eidus and Betela. If you have 3 Eidim on something, and one of them is apostle, so the whole thing is Bavel. So if I bring a get from Chutz La'aretz, and I'm a shliach, and I come into Bez, and I say, Befanei Nechtam, the 2 signatures were signed good, they're Lishma, they're Kasher Eidim. That's not enough. Because if the Ksiva wasn't written Lishma, if it wasn't written Lishma, that means the Ksiva is also a Chasim. It's like a Chasim. Saf Sefer is like a Chasim. So it means there are really 3 Eidim here, the 2 signators and the Sefer. So maybe we should answer, you know why you need the Farei Nechtav in the Mishnah? To be able to be Machshir the Sefer, so the Sefer should be Kasher plus the 2 Eidim. And Mimela, it'll turn out, you don't have a case of Nisachem Karve Pasla, it's just a Betema. So why does the Gemara answer? You know what I mean? Befarei Nechtam. We're going like Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds the Chasima has to be Lishma, or else it's a Pasla Chasima. And since the Ksav Sefer is also a Chasima, so the Ksav Sefer plus the 2 signatures all have to be Kasher, because the Tzera Karev Pasla. What?
The Sefer can't be a
Karev? The Sefer can't be a
Karev? It's only if he has his mind.
What? The signature there are fillers. Why are signatures there are fillers? Why don't they passel? Because you only say Nimsa Karve Passel. Only. Oh, those want to be start. Say A. Okay. At this Rebbe Kiva Eger's Kasha. What? The stipler time is what your time is. Stipler, Simon Gimel is about this Rebbe Kiva Eger. So he has this kind of that Nimsa, when do we say Nimsa Echami and Karav Apostle is only by Eidim that were Mechavim Lasude, that they were Mechavim to save us together. Right? Mayasu Shnei Achim Ve'echad Sharo Ve'echad Chargas HaNefesh. What are you going to do if they happen to be Kriven there? Under the Chuppah there are usually plenty of Kriven. But they're not mechavim to be Eidim. So you don't see them in Sechem Yechar Apostle. So a typical cipher is not mechavim to say Eidim. Just doing his job. So the stipler time is this on Rabbi Kiva Eger, I think in the Divrei Yechezkel. He also has this time on the Chayra, correct. It's a correct text.
It's also on Chayra
Samayim. Right. Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel? If what? I mean, that Rabbi Shmuel are arguing Pshat in one Tana, but if saying our mission doesn't come out like anybody, I have someone who can come out like. I'm going to say, if you find someone who comes out like. According, and therefore, you think it's a miyuta to miyuta, or just a plain miyuta that sefer mechanan being made? Well, you have two ideas. I would think it's a miyuta to miyuta. I was plenty of times at a get, and I saw the sefer write it. I don't have a mean the sefer meant to be made.
No, because the whole thing is that you remember that the slumber every four days has two ideas.
Yeah. Oh, you mean maybe the Takana b'fanei nechta was made for such a shtar that has only one egg. It's a little bit of a problem, I'll tell you why. Because we have problems with the Mishnah in the first place, that the whole Shalai L'Shmo is not Shriach. Yeah, the Takana is not Shriach. And then you want to come and you want to say, and it's a case where there's only one egg. And for that, we require the b'fanei nechta to be more than two eggs. You can drug him, but we'd rather not say such a pitch. Rabbi Kiveger himself says a different teretz. Kiveger himself says that Nimsa Echami and Karav Apostle is only on a psul haguf. If you're a Kariv, or if you're a Katan, or a Guy. It's only when the Gavra is possible. Then you say they're all possible. When the person is good, he just didn't do it l'shma. That's not Nimsemech and Karvei possible. Let's say I would have a real get. Forget Ekstav Sefer, a regular get. And three Adim signed. And two signed l'shma. And one signed showing didn't know there's a din of l'shma. He signed not l'shma. So B'Kiv Eger says, we wouldn't say Nimsemech and Karvei possible. Well, he's not a Karev or apostle. He's not a person who's apostle. He's a perfectly good person. He just, it's missing in what? In Hilchus Gittin. Right? The Brisker Rav said that Lashma is Hilchus Gittin, not Hilchus Shtaris. He's in Hilchus Gittin, has to be Lashma. That's what's missing. That's not Nimsech and Karev apostle. The Gavra is not a Karev. He's not a Karev apostle. He's a perfectly good Aes. And if he wants to be one day Aes Lavurei, he would be good. Doesn't be Lashma. He's missing the Lashma. Okay? That's not Nimsech and Karev apostle. That's what Kiveg is telling us. Remeya would hold if you have the third signature and he's not Lashma, that's losing the title. Point to one Tyre. I don't know. You certainly what you're saying is not true. Because Taisus says that the Mezuzah B'Teich is a Gzeira Chasima Atu Ksiva, which is only Rabbi Lazar. So Rameh would never make a Gzeira Atu Ksiva because he doesn't hold any Ksiva L'Shma. So. And anyway, like Shlomi is saying, this Rabbi Kiveg is going to the Kasha. He's going to Kasha now, before we know the Teretz. If the Teretz, we have a Teretz. He's asking, why didn't the Gemara answer this one? I mean, the fact that it comes out Kfa'ala Halacha, that you're disagreeing with. I mean, that it comes out Lamaisa. We'll have to argue later. I don't think you're right. But okay, I'll get better. Okay, at any rate, game plan. We learned, try a place to stop at Akasha. Usually I have to stop for Ben Hazman for Ben Tudats or something. Game plan is this. We learned basically four sugyas. We learned the sugyas of Lashma and Gittin on Beis Amud Aleph. We added the sugya of Eidechen and Yisurin on Beis Amud Beis. We learned the sugya of Shtaris on Gimel Amud Aleph. And we learned the sugya as much as we did about Eidech Sima Karati, Eidech Mesira Karati, here on the part of Gimel Amud Beis that we learned. Now, it's absolutely crucial that there be a good chazara. And Heyais, we're going to be away for a little over 2 weeks. Baruch Hashem, plenty of time to do Chazara. I assume that you have Gemaras in your homes. If not, you'll take home your Gemaras. We're going to do a Chazara, and as a taiva to you, we're going to have a written bechina afterwards. Everybody that was here and did it in the past knows it's a very geshmaka thing afterwards. When I first say it, it sounds babyish and childish, but lamaisa, it's a very good thing. Because it forces you to do a Chazara, which is a good, an honest chazara, lean at it tomorrow, bring the Chazara sheet like I did last year, where I was giving Chazara sheets to just all the points and include this that we went through. But it must be, because it has to be. It has to go this way. Ideally, there should always be, or should always be, b'chinus, and it keeps a person honest. You learn your day, you know, you have a b'chinus, so what's so terrible? You're becoming a rav and you get a b'chinus, so it's not a b'zayin. So why is it in the yeshivas that it becomes a b'zayin later? I don't know. So Baruch Hashem, Masnitz Finkel, Firayin, that it's not a b'zayin to have b'chinus, and it's not a b'zayin. You'll see the chazara will be a different chazara. And the truth is, during the year, you know, I don't like to push b'chinus on you, and you should push me to keep on. I won't tell who's doing it, but you know, you should push me, because if we keep on having, truth is, there should always be a culminative b'chinus. We should learn two blad to have b'chinus. We should do the next two blad. We should have b'chinus on all four blad. It would be good for me to do it, because you know, I also would like to keep a chaz. But at least this, we basically learned, especially big yisaitis. You know, there are some people who tell me about the first parak of Gittin. They don't understand the first parak of Gittin. You spend four blad on this machlokes rabbi and rava. Why, if you have a shliach mechutz la'aretz, Eretz Yisrael, how often do you have a shliach mechutz la'aretz, Eretz Yisrael? And they're arguing why you need, like, it's such a side inyan, the first few blad of the Masech. But the emphasis is, when you learn it, you see that the Gemara only uses rabbi and rava as a vehicle to introduce all of the yisaitis of Hilchus. Gemara uses it a way of introducing us to all of the, to the Shema first, but to all the other yisaitis. And we'd like to know it.